This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Tish Hinojosa grew up with her feet in two worlds. Her parents are Mexican immigrants who raised her and 12 siblings in San Antonio, Texas. Family radio station was always tuned to a traditional Mexican music station. But as a teenager, Tish fell in love with folk. Her first performance gigs featured covers of songs from artists like Joan Baez and Joni Mitchell. Throughout her nearly two-decade career, Tish's sound has bridged genres including folk, Tejano, country, and border music. Her newest record is called West. Came out earlier this year, in fact, and she's in North Carolina to celebrate the launch of the newest issue of Southern Cultures. It's a quarterly journal from the UNC Center for the Study of the American South. The theme is music and protest, and Tish Hinojosa is with us on The State of Things. What a pleasure. Welcome to The State of Things.
It's wonderful to be here. Thank you, Frank.
Take us back to growing up, your childhood in San Antonio.
It was, Texas is a wonderful, home state, the place of my birth. And my hometown of San Antonio in particular, I think having grown up as a kid in the 1960s, to me, it was just such a wonderful, it was a wonderful San Antonio, and it still is a wonderful San Antonio. I live in Austin, Texas now, but for the last 30 years. But of course, most of my family is still there. And when I go down to our old neighborhood or down to the Riverwalk and, the places where we all, our stomping grounds, our elementary school was right smack downtown, too. So, to me, it was a wonderful way of growing up. And the lines between, my parents' culture and the modern things that were happening in the 1960s was a very interesting thing to observe as the youngest in a big family.
You were taking it all in musically as well.
Yes.
Did you have a preference at the time? Did you feel at the time, I talked about your attraction to folk early on. Did that mean that you had to sort of turn your back on traditional music? How did you feel about the stuff that was coming out of the radio at home?
The traditional music was always important and to me, and the transition was actually quite easy because my first jobs I got, barely out of high school, were singing on the Riverwalk, and there were a lot of tourists and things. And when I'd started first picking guitar and learning songs, the songs of protest were actually the songs that inspired me the most. That's what made me want to be a singer because, of course, I loved Joan Baez and I loved the songs that she sang and I loved the importance of movements like the United Farm Workers. And so to me, to become a musician, it just felt like an obligation. If you're going to do art and music, then this is like something that has to be part of it. I'm not just going to go out there and, sing the, Motown hits or
right.
something.
There's
some great protesting Motown hits. I'm not saying there's not, but so my idea was that became an automatic kind of tapestry of including my traditional songs because people love hearing, Guantanamera or ¿cómo se llama? Cielito Lindo, beautiful Mexican songs. And Cuban, actually. The first one I mentioned is actually Cuban. But also just making the transition into playing the songs that were popular, the Paul Simon songs, the songs, by John Lennon, or like I mentioned, Joan Baez. And
Well, it's amazing to think about all those influences because the songs that you named and the artists that you've just mentioned were all, this is all interesting music. Musically, it's fascinating stuff. And of course, you lay on top of that the protest music, the meaning and the power of a movement. Very cool stuff. Would you play a song for us now?
I would be very happy to play a song for you now. This song I'd like to play for you is a song from my record Homeland that came out in 1989. And that was my very first, I'd been through a lot of knocking on doors in Nashville and just wanting to be a singer, but little by little, not having been answered by record companies, I decided, I've got to add another dimension to this. Apparently it's not good enough that I have a decent voice. I really started working at songwriting and and actually it was that really got the attention of a record company then. A&M Records signed me in 1988 and my record came out in 89 and I wrote three songs on it that I called the Border Trilogy. And this is one of the songs from the Border Trilogy. And this is kind of the record that kind of put me on the international map, which was, a wonderful thing for my career. This song is called Donde Voy, Where I Go, and it's a song about the experience of crossing the border and being an immigrant, searching for the better life, because you want to give something back, and that's what this song is about, the hope for the future. And Donde Voy, Where I Go.
Madrugada me ve corriendo bajo cielo que empieza color. No salga sol a nombrarme a la fuerza de la migración. Un dolor que siento en el pecho es mi alma que hiere de amor. Pienso en ti y tus brazos que esperan, tus besos y tu pasión. ¿Dónde voy? ¿Dónde voy? Esperanza es mi destinación. Solo estoy, solo estoy, por el monte prófugo voy. Días, semanas y meses pasan muy lejos de ti. Muy pronto te llegará dinero. Yo te quiero tener junto a mí. El trabajo me llena las horas. Tu risa no puedo olvidar. Vivir sin tu amor no es vida. Vivir de prófugo es igual. ¿Dónde voy? ¿A dónde voy? Esperanza es mi destinación. Solo estoy, solo estoy, por el monte prófugo voy. ¿Dónde voy? ¿A dónde voy? Esperanza es mi destinación. Solo estoy, solo estoy, por el monte prófugo voy.
Tish Hinojosa with the song Donde Voy, Where I Go. She's in North Carolina to celebrate the launch of a new issue of Southern Cultures Journal named the theme this time around, this quarter, is Music and Protest. She's going to be at the Nasher Museum of Art in Durham tonight for a launch event beginning at 6 p.m. What a beautiful song.
Thank you.
For those of us so impoverished that we only speak one language, can you tell us what is going on in that song?
The song is about the journey. It's about a person crossing the desert, and you know, which is something that I feel I understand what that journey is about, because a lot of my parents, friends, and relatives have taken that journey, about crossing, about being alone, about being afraid, and then about arriving and being somewhat of a fugitive, and not really being able to interact. And this person crossing the border is actually dreaming of the loved one he left behind and promising, like, I'm going to work really hard because I want, you know, to live here without your love is just as bad as being a fugitive. Mm. So
what is it like to sing that song in this particular political environment?
It's an interesting thing because this record, as I mentioned, came out in 1989, and I don't feel that there were any serious border issues at that time, but things were getting increasingly worse. Yeah. And as the Latin American economy and things, you know, start going really bad, Central America, you know, we've had more and more, you know, people coming. And So to me, in this particular time, it just seems just more important than ever. Mm-hmm. I just find myself singing this song and a few other songs, like from the trilogy. They kind of like took a dip in, you know, years of, I've had many records coming out. And then now we're going to re-release this record next year, as a matter of fact, Homeland, because these songs are really touching a lot of people. And I really appreciate that. I hope we can, you know, make a change.
Will you do another song for us?
I'll be very happy to. And here, this is a song. This is kind of the happier song of the Border Trilogy. This is my parents' story. And they met in San Antonio. My dad was a widower with 7 kids. He met my mom, who had just come looking for work from Mexico with her 2-year-old. And then they kind of worked it out and had a family. And then they had five more daughters together. So, and I'm the last of everyone. So I'm the one here to tell their story. It's about Felipe and Maria. It's called The West Side of Town.
The Rio Grande, heading north to Texas, where he grew into a man. He fixed cars and worked the wars and raised a family. San Antonio was home on the west side of town. Young Maria dreamed of singing in a concert hall, past the plaza and the village church adobe wall. Hard times stole her innocence, but drove the woman's heart. San Antonio bound to the west side of town. She was proud and lived on faith. He was strong in his own way. They were pilgrims that made a good life the hard way. Felipe lost his first wife in 1943. 7 growing children and desperately in need. Maria came to look for work and found her destiny. With one child of her own, to the west side of town. They were married, years went by, and now we were 13. Days were good and days were bad, but mostly they were lean. School and shoes and food and books, believing in a prayer. God must know his way round on the west side of town. She was proud and lived on faith. He was strong in his own way. They were pilgrims that made a good life the hard way. And Mama, she would cry for the things we'll never know she had to leave behind. Sisters, brothers know too well what memories can do. Climbing up when you're down from the west side of town. Daddy never owned a house, but built a strong foundation. Mama bought her own damn house with self-determination. They're both gone, but I know that they're listening to this song. Neath the San Fernando ground, on the west side of town, she was proud and lived on faith. was strong in his own way. They were pilgrims that made a good life the hard way. Peregrinos de ayer, del destino y la fe. They were pilgrims that made a good life the hard way.
Tish Hinojosa, an Austin-based musician whose latest album is called West. She's in North Carolina to perform and celebrate the launch of the newest issue of Southern Cultures. This journal is themed music and protest. Tish, I'm just about out of time. I'm going to leave you a little time to play us out, so I just want to thank you so much.
Yes,
for being
my pleasure. It's great to be here.
You can hear her perform tonight. The journal launch event tonight at the National Museum of Art, 6 o'clock. Details at our website, stateofthings.org. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacia. Once again, Tish Hinojosa.
Thank you so much.
Day of the Dead song. It's called Even the Dead Rise Up to Dance.
La luna llena acaba de llegar. El otro mundo empieza a despertar. Bajo las sombras vamos a cantar. Hasta los muertos salen a bailar. The moon is full of something on the horizon. The other world is opening its eyes. Out in the graveyard we will sing a stance. Even the dead are rising up to dance. Love songs and flowers and papers, bright colors and smell of the food that we bring. There we remember the saints and the sinners. This night with them we will sing. La luna llena acaba de llegar. El otro mundo.